morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, December 11th, 2018. We have about maybe 17 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. And those ships that are coming into the river are probably going to be really happy to be here because the weather offshore is going to get into the, well, let's say a little bit, well, I guess sailors take it in stride who do this for a living, but from my perspective, a little bit difficult out there. We have 6 inbounders. We have 5 in the Astoria Anchorage. We have 6 in heading downriver and out to sea. It's our marine weather forecast that I want to talk about with you today. So we'll talk about that in just a minute, about what to expect and how it fits into the perspective of one of my favorite maritime things to talk about, which is the Beaufort Wind Scale, which is a scale that was designed back in the 1800s by a British naval officer who devised a scale that allowed you to tell how hard the wind was blowing by what was happening around you. So before we had GPS, before we had anemometers, before we had all these, a lot of the gear that we sort of take for granted now, sailors needed to rely on the conditions around them, what they could see and observe to tell them how severe the weather was. And so this scale is still in use today from 1805 when it was created by Sir Francis Beaufort, who gave it his name. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have the Hanton Trader 1 arriving from Japan, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll probably get there about 7:30 this morning, so she could be out there already. This ship has come, as many do, from Asia on a great circle route that has taken them up past Japan, past Russia, up past Alaska, and down to here. And if you look on a weather chart of the ocean right now in our area, there are gale warnings out offshore for today, but there are hurricane warnings in the ocean off of Alaska. So this ship and many of the ships that come our way from Asia have just taken a beating to get here this time of year. And so the sailors are probably just going to be really glad to be able to come into a sheltered area like the river here and just drop anchor and just take a deep breath and relax a little bit. So let's hope for that for them, for a little relaxation for them before they have to move upriver and keep working. The Naruto Strait is arriving from China. She's in the same position coming through that great circle route. She's headed for the Longview Anchorage, and she'll pass Astoria probably about 10:30 this morning inbound. The Star Amethyst is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll pass Astoria maybe about 3:30 p.m. and kind of glide to a stop somewhere in the anchorage. You'll see her slowing down before she starts under the Astoria Megler Bridge. You might see an anchor hanging down from a hawse pipe in the bow of the ship there. The anchored ships essentially are in the position of having to glide to a halt before they drop their anchors. And so that's a very slow, well-planned-out process, as are many things. Most things on ships, a great deal of deliberation and forethought goes into making any sort of a decision, because when you get an 800-foot ship doing anything, it's pretty hard to stop it. So we have these vessels coming in. They're coming in out of rather difficult weather, and they're all, as I said, probably going to be kind of glad to be in the river here. The Swiftness is arriving from Sacramento. She's going to the Vancouver anchorage. She'll probably pass Astoria about 3:30 p.m. The Pleiades Leader is a car carrier arriving from Japan. Now, there's a ship that has been bounced around. Those car carriers, this one has Subarus on board, very high sides, a lot of wind resistance. They just rock and roll around out there like anything. And if you've ever talked to anybody who's served on a ship like that, as I have, Terry Wilson, used to be our station engineer here, served as radio officer on one of those ships, and he said, boy, when the weather got rough, you really had to be immune to seasickness if you were going to be on a ship like that. So the Pleiades Leader, probably will be in the river by about maybe 9:30 this evening, heading upriver to Vancouver. So about 6 hours after she passes Astoria, she'll be there. So it's about an 8-hour trip from the river up to Portland and Vancouver. It takes about 2 hours to get from the mouth of the river to Astoria, and then another 6 hours or so up to Portland. The African Rook is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia. She's headed for the Vancouver anchorage as well, and she'll pass Astoria in the wee hours tomorrow morning. In the Astoria anchorage, we have the Rigi Venture. She's headed for Portland to pick up wheat. She'll leave at about 11 p.m. this evening. The Global Trinity is awaiting orders, as is the Seabiscuit, the Aristides, and the London 2012, which is up near the Rice Island area, which is a little bit upriver from Astoria, opposite Tongue Point. Outbounders, they're going out into this weather. So far, the Columbia River Bar is on green status right now, which means traffic is coming and going normally. But if the seas reach the heights that they're saying in the forecast over the next day or so, we could see some interruptions in ship traffic. So the Columbia River Bar could either go on yellow or red status, which means that sometimes some ships are asked to wait if the weather is very, very problematic. You know, it gets really rough out there, like a big washing machine sloshing around at the very mouth of the river. And you don't want these giant ships, giant by our standards here. I mean, we don't have the biggest ships in the world here in the Columbia River, but they're big enough. And you don't want these 800-foot ships bouncing around out there in a relatively restricted area where they could run aground, hit one another, and cause an environmental disaster. So there's a lot of awful lot of forethought that goes into everything in the maritime world, into making sure that things are safe. And so that's why you sometimes see those safety. It's really a safety declaration to put the bar on yellow status, where some ships can come in and some ships have to wait, or red status, where hardly anybody comes across unless they've got a really heavily high-powered vessels. And you, in the past, you saw container ships come in when the bar was on red status because they are very heavily powered and could handle it. And the car carriers, which tend to be newer vessels, you'll sometimes see those come in because they just have the horsepower to handle it and the maneuverability. In our outbounders, the Matson Tacoma is leaving the shipyard at Swan Island. She's leaving about 9 a.m., could pass Astoria outbound around 3 p.m. The Interlink Amenity is leaving Vancouver. Kitty litter on board there. that's that substance that is very good. It's used to make kitty litter, bentonite clay, but it also is very highly absorbent and used in many industrial uses, and including in the food industry to clarify things like wine. So the Interlink Amenity is heading downriver about 12:30. She'll pass Astoria about 6 hours later. The Matsu Arrow is leaving the port of Portland with soda ash on board. The Felicity Ace is heading out of Portland with Fords on board, at least partially. Could be some Hondas there. The Amstel Tiger is leaving Portland with potash on board about 5:30 p.m. The New Journey is leaving Kalama with wheat on board outbound. So these ships are heading out into some pretty difficult weather. So what's going on out there? Well, here's what I got from the National Weather Service when I looked up the forecast, the in-depth marine weather forecast for us. Winds increasing ahead of a cold front. So we have a warm front right now. Things are pretty warm, but they're going to cool down a bit. Across our waters this afternoon, gusty winds and building seas will remain behind the front through Wednesday. A low will pass well northwest of our waters on Thursday night, bringing a strong cold front on Friday. Seas are likely to frequently reach and exceed 20 feet Wednesday through Saturday. And when I look ahead at the forecast, I can see that there's 19-foot seas and 20-foot seas forecast for later in the week. So we have a gale warning in effect through late tonight. So what does that mean when you look at gale force winds on the Beaufort wind scale? It means that you could have 34 to 40 knot winds out there. It's called force 8. Moderately high waves with edges of the crests breaking into spindrift. I love that word, where the tops of the waves blow off and create spray. It's just a really beautiful concept, but quite a tempestuous one. So if you're out there on a ship with spindrift blowing, you know you're out there in some weather. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.